it's important for your own decision making to be known ahead of time so that what you want to have happen is what happens instead of what your family or your healthcare team wants to have happen. And also because it's really hard for families to make those decisions when there's a lot of stress or someone's really sick. It's really helpful for families to know what you want ahead of time and for your healthcare team to know what you want ahead of time. It makes the decision-making process go so much smoother and takes a lot of stress off of your family members and loved ones.
Sounds like it's beneficial for you as a patient, your family, and the medical providers.
Exactly.
How many patients would you say actually have advanced directives? Is it common?
You know, it's not as common as it should be. It's obviously more common in the elderly folks, people that are thinking about the end of their lives or people that have serious illness are more likely to have had these conversations and have them filled out. I don't know what the percentage is of who has them or who doesn't. But I think it's important for all ages to have some of these things in place and to be having these conversations with their families.
If you have, say, a terminal illness, mm-hmm. you might know in advance that you want to have that. But then some things just happen.
Exactly.
Emergency situations.
Exactly. You never know when you are going to be in a position where you can't make your own decisions, a car accident or a sudden illness. So even if you're a healthy young person, it can be really important.
How long do advanced directives last? Is that something that you need to renew every so often?
No, the legal forms are valid until you want to change them, until you invalidate them. There's no end date, but they're always changeable. So if you decide as you age, something changes and your decisions about how you want things to go change, then you just renew them and change them.
I've heard that different states might have a few different specifics on advanced directives. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you know about Alaska's?
I don't think there's anything really special to Alaska. There are some forms that are legal in most states. So the form that we're going to be looking at helping people fill out is the Five Wishes form, and that's legal in most states, including Alaska. There's a few states that's not technically a legal document. And then there's some more basic advanced directive documents that we use routinely in the hospital when you come in just because they're quicker to fill out. The Five Wishes form is a little more encompassing of some of the more specific things that you'd want. There's nothing really interesting or different about Alaska's advanced directive laws.
So Wednesday evening?
Yeah, Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, you're opening up the medical center to have people come and fill out these advanced directives. Can you tell me more details about that?
Yeah, so 7 to 8 in the Dorothy Engel conference room. We're just going to get together. I'll be there, and there'll be some nurses, and Rexall Drug is going to be there. And we're going to watch a video about the Five Wishes document itself, just sort of explaining it a little bit more, and then have that form available to fill out or to take home to discuss and fill out. And we can get it scanned into our electronic health record there, or have people bring it back and get it scanned in. It's a legal document as long as two people are witnessing you sign it. It doesn't need to be notarized or anything. So once it's all filled out and you sign it in front of two other people, then it's a legal functioning document.
And how much does it cost?
It's free.
So you can do this free of charge?
Absolutely.
And yeah. The medical center will keep it on record.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're just there to sort of help answer questions about how to fill it out or what some of the terminology means. It's pretty pretty self-explanatory. And then the medical center just purchased a whole bunch of these documents. They're a copyrighted document, but we have a whole bunch of them. The library has some on file along with the video that goes along with them. I think maybe Rexall's got a stack of them as well. So if you can't make it to the event, they're around town and you can get a hold of one and fill it out.